Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. I think you'll like what you find there. You can find out more about what I mean by The Age of the Customer and how to buy the book, and even a special deal there, a three-book deal if you're interested. So check all that out at ageofthecustomer.com. Kevin Paul Scott is the co-founder of ADDO Institute, ADDO Worldwide. Kevin is our new friend, and we're talking about Apple and its continued quest for relevancy. And Kevin Paul Scott is, by the way, folks, is the author of the new book, Eight Essential Exchanges: What You Have to Give Up to Go Up. Kevin, tell us a little bit about ADDO.
Yeah, we are a leadership institute that helps companies and organizations engage their key constituencies, whether that's customers or fans or employees. A lot of times it's their employees internally, and helping them around projects that do good. Our largest client is Chick-fil-A here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. All right, so and that's ADDO.is?
ADDO.is, correct.
All right, so check that out, folks. And I know the book's available wherever books are sold. So talk to us. In the previous segment, you gave us a little bit of a tour and some of the drama, some of the effectiveness, some of the maybe not so effective ways that Apple is trying to maintain relevance in a post-Jobs world, Steve Jobs world. So what can small business owners learn from watching Apple?
Yeah, Jim, I think there's two of the exchanges come to mind immediately. The very first exchange of the book, and exchange, by the way, it's just choosing not between a good decision and a bad decision, but two very good things, and choosing giving up something good in pursuit of something better for your life and for your business and your organization. And Steve Jobs did it. They exchanged stability for significance over and over. Now, stability is not a bad thing. It's something we all pursue with our financial situation and our business and our relationships. But over and over again, what Steve Jobs was willing to do is give up the pursuit of stability for his organization, knowing that he was going to go after something that was truly significant. And because of that, they created products and they were able to serve customers in a way that really changed the game and created an unbelievable loyal following. And that's why I think today, even though, you know, we may not be raving about the newest iPhone, there are going to be people lined up outside of their stores for days to get a new phone because of
There's just a buzz out there, right? Yeah, I think it's just a buzz out there. We lost Kevin. We're going to get back on. But he's right about that, folks. Think about the legacy. Think about the enduring legacy, the brand power. Think about that, the brand power of Apple Steve Jobs has been dead for a while. The products haven't changed all that much. And yet when they come up with a new iPhone, people are still lined up. I've been to the Apple store in New York City, and people were lined up just to get in the store. That kind of brand power, if you and I can, we can approximate that. Maybe our goal is not to approximate it on that level, on the global level, on the millions of units level. But if we can approximate that in our own way by doing some of the things that Apple does. And one of the things, Kevin, you were talking about the exchanging stability for opportunity, for what was it, stability for what?
For significance,
that's the one of the things. You know, one of the things small business owners know all about is you don't become a small business owner if you're not willing to swap stability for something else. Because when you're starting a business, there's nothing stable about that at all. You can ask our families about that. But
completely. Let me tell you another one, Jim, okay, that I think is important. If for small business owners, is exchanging being the master of none, trying to do everything well, for being the master of one. If you go to Apple right now, it was fascinating. Apple.com, they have less than 20 words on the top of their website above the fold.
Right.
They have really said, we're going to focus on just a few things we do well. Even at their size, I think small business owners are so wise to what can we do really, really well and focus on that?
Well, in my book, in one of the chapters, I talk about don't just find a niche. Find a niche of a niche. And if you can, find a niche of a niche of a niche and be the best in the world at that, and you'll have all the business you need. What do you think?
You're spot on, because when we really focus on that, we have the opportunity to be very good at it, and people get excited. You may have a smaller customer base, but you have a customer base that says, we know that you do it best in the world, and we're going to continue to go to you. It's really tough to do, because it's tough to have that kind of focus, but long-term, it pays off for small
customers. Well, and consumers are starting to get used to getting customized things, more customized for them, less mass stuff, and they're starting to want more things that are customized for them. And I think that's right in the wheelhouse of a small business.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they've got to do. If a company the size of Apple can do it, our small businesses can do it as well.
Give us your website again, Kevin.
The best one is addo.is.
Kevin Paul Scott, come back soon. Let's talk about this some more.
Thanks so much. Good to
see
be
you
with
next
you.
Time. He'll be back another day, folks. I'll be back here for these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.